Here we go. Can you hear me okay? All right, so I have a lot of slides, so we're gonna go fast here. Hi, how are you? My name is Ramon Roche. I represent Ronco Foundation. I'm part of the Linux Foundation. Here's some information about me. I'm still an available contributor, but I'm the general manager for Ronco Foundation. I've been working for more than over a decade in aerial robotics. I'm a co-lead of the Ross Aerial Robotics Group together with Kim over there. And I'm also the co-lead of the Spaceway Linux initiative under the ELISA project. So I'm here to talk to you about the open source UAV ecosystem, DroneCode. What is DroneCode? Well, like the Linux Foundation, we're a nonprofit that hosts aerial robotics projects. But we really are focused on the collaboration between companies and making sure that the open source projects is aligned with the drone industry, making sure that there's relevant funding, but also a goal and the milestones for those projects. So we have a cool ecosystem. We have industry standards like PixOC, open hardware, open standards. We have MapLink, which is the messaging protocol, which a lot of the other open source projects and also companies that are not even open source are using. We have industry members like NXP, Altarium. We have another 18 members within DroneCode. We're part of the industry associations like the Open Source Robotics Alliance, Linux Foundation, and the OpenCV Foundation. And we have quite a few projects. Here's some of our members. We started in 2009 at ETH Zurich. The project started. But DroneCode itself started in 2014. We've been very successful so far. I just ran numbers. We have around 30,000 contributors. We have around 100 GitHub repositories. It's estimated that we have $1 billion in project value. We have around 60 million lines of code already. Just last year, we have 1,900 contributors. And no, sorry, those are the projects that we have, PXport, PixOC, MapLink, MapSDK, Q-Ground Control, in between a bunch of tooling in order to be able to develop and in order to facilitate the lives of developers, which is something that we all like. Some of the applications, I'm gonna go fast because this, you might have already seen this, is the Relay package delivery for Walmart, mapping inspection in a vertical and takeoff landing platform, cinematography, this is like a $100,000 camera on a drone, so you gotta ensure that the drone is safe because the camera is way more expensive. Very commoditized platforms, vertical takeoff and landing, also underwater, we also support rovers, above surface, you name it, right? How are all these applications possible? Well, thanks to the PXport Autopilot, which is like at the center of the community. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm just gonna lead you read it, but I'm gonna give you the highlights. How are we on time?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, good. All right, so we are running on top of a NutX RTOS. We are a modular architecture. We have a middleware. We are DDS compatible. Our middleware is called UORP. We are introducing the concept of modules within the RTOS, so all of the different components of PX4 are basically different apps. They talk to each other thanks to the middleware. We're parallelized. We are thread safe. We have a lot of great hardware support. We support custom builds, so you can make it fit into any type of hardware, small, big. We estimate that we have more than 1 million vehicles using PX4 already, and already told you about the developers. Some of the cool stuff of PX4, there's flight modes. This is a concept that is might be familiar with you. We have flight tasks, which are, and look at it like an API that helps you build flight modes. We have parameters that expose the behavior to the end user. There's an events interface, so as a developer, you might want to subscribe to location, you might want to subscribe to different events across different modules, so we support all of that. We have control allocation, which is a really cool